95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Preach it, sister.
What's happening, Sluggo?
You know, the other thing. This morning I woke up, I thought, I'm in trouble today. But
right now you're all right?
Yeah, sort of wore off somehow. I don't know.
Right.
Yeah.
Maybe you're getting better at it.
Just turning into alcohol slowly.
Remember Friday when we were talking about movie memorabilia?
Yes, ish, sure.
With our favorite reporter.
Oh, Jenny something or another?
Our favorite reporter from CNN. She was talking about an auction of movie items. I believe it was the axe from The Shining.
It's hard not to take a shine to The Shining's infamous axe.
Stop what you're doing.
She sounds like someone's aunt. You know,
she does.
A crazy aunt that has bunch of cats.
But she just says the first thing that ever comes to her mind. She doesn't ever consider.
I don't know. You're assuming that. Maybe she works for hours on these puns.
Oh, she does. She needs
hours
to be fired.
Hours and hours.
The latest one up for auction is a lightweight version.
The top here feels, you could see it's rubber.
That has documentation saying it was used in The Shining. It's believed Jack Nicholson lugged it around as he maniacally chased his son.
He should chase her. Chase Jenny from CNN.
I think we've heard enough of Jenny.
Get her.
Take it.
I'll buy that.
But we were talking about memorabilia for movies.
Right.
And whether you would want some or not.
Yeah.
And it depends on what movie, and it depends on what item. Like, I'm not a huge collector.
Yeah, I'm not either, really.
But I assume...
Music, yes, but not stuff.
I assumed the axe from The Shining would probably go for a lot.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Yeah.
One of the actual axes went for $200,000.
Wow.
Now, who's got that kind of money?
Right. I would take Frankie's throne from Rocky Horror. I would love to have just that sitting in the front row.
Oh, that's pretty strong.
Anytime someone comes over, they sit on the throne. That'd
be
pretty cool.
I would take the throne from Game of Thrones.
Oh, there you go. Oh, yeah, sure. That's got to be pretty cheap.
And I would make that into my toilet.
Right. Whether you not actually made it and not you connect it to anything, you're just going to use it as your toilet.
Yeah. I'm not an animal. So are you the kind of person that collects movie memorabilia? And if so, what would you give your left eye for?
And well, yeah,
is that
sure,
a thing?
Yeah, well, it's nicer than the other thing that's usually given on the left side.
If you could get this item.
Yeah, or maybe you have some. Maybe you have some incredible memorabilia.
Oh, that's true.
That we can track your phone number when you call us right now at 818-955-KLOS and break into your house later and steal.
Like, I would like some Star Wars stuff.
Sure.
I would like the Yoda puppet. I know you wouldn't, but I would.
Like it, you would.
I would love it.
put your hand in my butt. You will.
So 818-955-KLOS. What movie memorabilia would you love to have if you had the money?
Or do you have? Maybe you know what? There's this. There's some friends of mine. They call themselves the Boo Crew, and they do a bunch of horror movie stuff. And they have an incredible collection.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, from horror movies. I mean, they even have some of the clothes that they were wearing in Shaun of the Dead. You got red on you.
So good.
Actually, you know, I mean, it's amazing. So you guys should look up the Boo Crew if you love horror movies.
BOO.
Yeah, on
Fantastic.
Social and everywhere else. They do a bunch of
amazing. Movie memorabilia. 818-955-KLOS. We're talking about the axe from The Shining going on auction.
Not The Shining Veil, mind you. There's some interesting axes in that one as well.
Yes, there are.
But the original movie, Shining.
Movie memorabilia is the question. You want something?
Yeah, definitely. I would give my left nut the Ooh La La magazine in Back to the Future Part 2.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Wow, I didn't even remember that movie.
Back to the Future 2?
Right? Covers it up and they think it's like the sports member or whatever.
Right. You're right. You're totally right.
And the way Marty says, ooh la la, is so funny. That's brilliant.
And you'd still have one ball. So everybody would be happy.
Exactly.
Thanks for calling.
818-955-KLOS. Movie memorabilia.
What is it that you would love to have?
Get your paws on.
People Are Dumb coming up this hour.
People Are Dumb.
Also, we're going to give you this hour's word in just a couple of minutes.
Oh, yeah. Cachosaurus Rex.
Correct. So keep listening for that. Right now, we're talking about the axe from The Shining going on sale. And what movie memorabilia would you like?
I used to work for a special effects house.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually got a couple of the actual icicles from the Batman that Arnold Schwarzenegger was in.
Oh, all right.
But if I had to have anything that I wanted, it would be the Harley from Terminator.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's pretty good. That's pretty great.
That he took the guy's glasses and he was going to shoot him, but then he took his glasses.
No, that's brilliant. That is awesome. Yeah.
Can I ask you one question about the motorcycle? Would you ride it in Los Angeles, or would you keep it?
I'd ride it around popping wheelies all over and everything.
Clearly, you'd want to take it down to the river and ride it through there.
You know it. Right where they jump the truck.
Yeah, exactly.
You
know? All right. Right on, man. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
I actually own a gas tank off of one of the choppers that was in the movie A Bronx Tale from the bar scene when the bikers showed up.
That's a strange item to have.
My aunt was dating one of the bikers in the bar scene.
Nice.
And then I got the tank.
That tank is so hot.
Funky.
It is so stolen.
Right on. Yeah,
it is
right?
Like three times stolen.
They're still looking for it. Thanks for calling, man. 818-955-KLOS.
Movie memorabilia that you would love. We were talking about the axe from The Shining going on sale.
Yeah, and you know, people just collect all sorts of stuff from movies. Little tiny pieces. And sometimes they'll show them to you and you'll be like, oh, yeah, okay, I remember that.
But sometimes you don't.
No, sometimes you're like,
and then I go, oh, that was a waste of money. If money was no object, what movie memorabilia would you like?
Yeah, I'd give probably the hair on my head for the toll booth from Blazing Saddles.
That's fantastic.
That'd be awesome.
Either that or the double barrel from Evil Dead 2.
Ah, oh, sweet.
That's pretty great, too.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, those are good choices.
Am I the dinosaur winner today?
No, but maybe you will be. You got to make sure to text that word.
It's waves this hour to 68683.
Done it three times today. One of these days, it'll be that.
One of these days, it'll be you.
Damn straight.
Or talking to you guys.
Then yes, you can buy some of this crap from the movies that we're all talking about. Right on, man. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi. Movie memorabilia?
I would love to have the original Walther PPK from the James Bond first 007 movie.
Oh, that's pretty great.
Somebody's got it, I suppose. It's out there somewhere. Great.
Right? I mean, I don't know. I like firearms, and I think that's a much better request than the pistol from Rust.
Yeah, that's true.
Very true. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Well, I got a set of speakers from a drive-in theater.
Ha! Nice. Which drive-in? Pickwick in
Burbank? La Mirada Drive-In, where I used to go back in the 80s.
And so was it abandoned when you stole them? How'd you get your paws on those speakers?
I actually got them at a yard sale.
Oh,
I have
nice.
Pairs. I got them. Somebody polished them out and had them on a pole.
That's
I
awesome.
I got them up at a yard sale for $25 a pair.
They probably drove off with them. It's still in the window.
Right, yeah.
Right on, man. Thank you for calling. That's good movie memorabilia.
No
That's
kidding.
Weird.
Hello, KLOS.
Hi, I'm calling about the movie memorabilia.
Yeah.
I would love to have the exact chair that Vito Corleone sat in.
Oh, and that'd later, be pretty
Michael
cool.
Corleone.
That's brilliant.
That would be awesome. I'd put it in the middle of my living room.
That's pretty cool. It. Sluggo hasn't seen The Godfather.
Yeah, isn't that unbelievable?
What are your thoughts on that?
I let me get over the initial shock wave.
Right.
That particular space.
Right. And then, you know,
and dude,
when you get you know, that through your mind.
There's this thing called DVD. Maybe you've heard of it.
He, listen.
That's old technology.
He worked at a
that.
Video store.
That's right.
And owns about 1,000 videos.
I have tons and tons of movies.
He considers himself a movie...
Love movies.
...fan.
He used to own the soundtrack to the movie before I...
I never saw it.
Never seen it. Just never got around
well, you
to
haven't,
it.
You haven't seen the movie.
Right. That's what I'm
there
saying.
You go.
I strongly suggest you make some time and go do that.
So you're saying I should definitely watch the Bambi movie. Is that,
right.
Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah,
Bambi?
Yes, that's it.
The Triple X one?
Yeah. Right Bambi on. With a cigar.
Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Kevin Sluggo.
Yes.
Inglourious Bastards. The Bat.
The Bat.
The Bat. Interesting.
Yeah.
I suppose that Quentin Tarantino probably has that at his collection at home.
Probably, but you never know.
You never know.
That would be cool.
Yeah. Right on, man. Thank you for calling. Maybe bring it over to his theater if he ever shows the movie again. You know, I don't know if he has all those weird trailers and stuff he'll run there at the New Beverly before the movies, but I don't know if he ever brings any props.
I doubt it.
Yeah. It'd be kind of crazy.
Show up with the knife.
955-KLOS.
Talking about movie memorabilia you would love to have. 955-KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. People are dumb on the way, plus five bears hibernating under a Southern California house.
Whoa. Oh, no.
That's on the way. First, we're talking about the axe from The Shining that is going up for auction, and we're asking the question, if money were no object, what movie memorabilia would you get or do you have?
My dad worked in the studios.
Right, and what do you have?
I have a Marilyn Monroe, the back of her director's chair, her last movie before she passed away.
Wow.
That's pretty cool.
That's super cool.
I want to try and find out an avenue where I can get a, you know, a true value of it. Because sure.
What does it say on it? Does it say Marilyn or Monroe? Or what's the name?
It says Monroe.
That's
it's
awesome.
It's authentic.
Wow.
To find something with the material.
That's very cool.
Yeah, it is.
Well, I'll give you $10 for it, man.
Yeah, $10? Okay.
I'll give you
$11. Ah! Do we have $11.50?
KLOS, hello.
I came home from work, and I got a phone call from my girlfriend. She said, I left you something at your house. First thing you do is you go to the bathroom, right? I'm sitting there, and I look to the bathtub, and there's a stand-up of Harrison Ford in my bathtub from the Temple of Doom.
That's pretty cool.
Like one of the...
You know what it's like to come home and have Harrison Ford in your bathtub?
Staring yes, at
you,
I do.
Staring at you peeing?
Staring at you.
KLOS, hello.
Hi. My name's Emily.
Hi there.
Movie memorabilia.
Yes.
That I would love to have. It would be the Pretty Woman. It would be the necklace.
If I ever get it, I'll give it to you and slap it shut on your hand.
Thank you.
I will do that. No problem. Happy to help.
It's my favorite movie of all time.
Did that movie inspire you to be a hooker?
We're late. It's too late.
It's never too late. At about this time every day, we do People Are Dumb.
People are dumb when you're a dumb-dumb. Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
All these people got caught because they were sleeping.
Sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
In British Columbia on Saturday night, a police officer got a suspicion when he spotted a truck parked in the boat launch lot without a boat trailer.
Okay, that makes sense.
Why is that?
It's supposed to have a boat.
Yeah.
So he went down and he checked it out, and he checked out the license plate, the truck, the snowmobile was in the back. They were all stolen.
Okay.
So he walked up to the cabin where 23-year-old Raymond Thifault and 33-year-old Chilliwack.
Chilliwack! That's a band from Canada in the 80s, Chilliwack.
We're sleeping.
So they just park this stuff in plain sight.
And then just
go have a nap. Well, you know, it does. It's tuckering. It's
tiring.
Tiring to steal all that stuff.
Yeah. He said, thieves may not, but the police are ever vigilant. I love that they got caught sleeping. Now, that is vigilant. Hilarious.
They don't sleep?
Acting on a tip in Vancouver, another Vancouver story, police went to an East Van home with a search warrant for a guy named Adam Hurlock, who was on the run from authorities in Alberta since he's been sentenced to 3.5 years for drug offenses. So the officers were searching the home, and they were close to giving up when the police dog started focusing on the sofa.
Okay.
Which clearly there was no one on.
Right.
So police lifted the sofa, removed the fabric from the bottom, and found the fugitive sleeping inside.
What? Actually still sleeping with all of that going on?
Yes.
What? Wow.
I can't imagine why or how.
I mean, what had he taken to put him into that kind of slumber?
I do not know.
The dog's like, yo, there's someone in here, man. I'm telling you.
Well, I mean, you would, because you would just look.
No, of course.
And even if you looked under the seat, you wouldn't see the guy.
No. And it's a good thing he wasn't snoring. But
yeah, that would have been hilarious.
Listen, next time you steal something, you rob a bank, you know.
Stay awake.
Maybe get a little better way of waking up if the cops show up.
Maybe be well rested. That's all.
People are dumb when you're a dum-dum. Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Your keyword coming up this hour to win $2,000.
Yeah.
In about 15 minutes. So keep listening for that.
Tricks.
Five black bears were hibernating under a home for months.
Were people living in the house at the time?
Yes.
Oh, man.
The home's occupant had no idea.
I guess, I mean, they're sleeping. They're not doing much down there. They're not partying too much.
Did you know that they don't sleep very deeply?
Oh, really?
When they hibernate? No.
So if you, like, go stomping around the house or you're listening to KLOS too loud, could have woken up the bears?
Yes.
Oh.
I didn't know that either until I read this story.
Huh.
It was a South Lake Tahoe renter. And for months, the renter, who chooses to remain anonymous,
okay,
had heard occasional noises like purring under the floorboards. referring.
Wow, you'd be like, oh, man, this is some pretty good weed I got here in Tahoe, man.
So he went next door, and he knocked on the door, and he goes, are you hearing purring?
And they're just staring at him.
And they said, no.
Sure, dude. Yeah, nope. You know what? You should probably remain anonymous with stupid questions like that.
Finally, last week, they believed the noises could have been a bear. So that's when they called the Bear League. Now, we were talking about this before. What is the Bear League?
That's right.
It's a nonprofit group that works to keep bears in the area safe.
The Bear League.
So they called them to come check out the house.
Now, you'd think it'd be a bunch of nudists, but I guess not.
What they discovered underneath were five black bears, a mama and four cubs.
Wow.
Executive director of the Bear League, Ann Bryan, said, told CNN Thursday that the bears had likely been hibernating under the house since the beginning of December.
Wow.
Can you imagine?
Just crawl under there and make themselves at home, and then anonymous boy finally is like, what is this purring? I need to deal with this.
What's that snoring? Why is our house snoring? No one's asleep.
It's the weirdest haunting ever.
This is
a very bored ghost.
This is a wonderful area in Los Angeles for animals.
What?
For wild animals.
In Tahoe?
In Southern California.
Oh, he's sure. Okay, yes.
I'm changing it to Southern California.
Right.
Because we're going to ask, you found animals in your home.
Ah.
Whatever was it?
Right.
Could be a mountain lion.
Right.
Could be raccoons.
Raccoons.
Whatever is wild that you found in your house.
I found a rattlesnake curled up on my doorstep not terribly long ago. So open the door.
It was being polite. It was waiting to knock.
Exactly. Looked me right in the eye. It was just like, hey, sucker, you going to come on out here or what? Did his little rattle.
Are you sure he said sucker and not sucker?
He had a little bit of a tood, so I think it was sucker. Yeah.
We've done this topic before, and a lot of people call with a lot of different animals.
Yeah, a lot of crazy animals get
into houses. That's insane.
Yeah.
So 818-955-KLOS, wild animals in your home?
Now, so besides other disc jockeys, have you ever had any wild animals in your house, young Kevin?
In the front yard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But not actually into the house.
No.
Yeah. Well, we'll see if we can change that for you. I'll see if I can hook something.
I don't need to be hooked up. Thank you.
Come on.
No, I'm good.
Good. Don't worry about it.
818-955-KLOS. You had wild animals in your home.
Tell us about it. Were they purring? Do you wish to remain anonymous?
We told you a story about the five black bears hibernating under a house.
Oh, man.
Without the people knowing it since December.
Good thing he didn't go down there to check for himself.
Right?
Don't do that if you hear purring coming from underneath.
He heard purring, and he was like, why is my house purring? So we're talking about wild animals in your home. You had one?
I don't know why, but raccoons seem to gravitate to my home.
Mm-hmm.
And so the first time we walked out in the back where we have a deck, and like all of these fleas all of a sudden just started jumping all over us. I'm like, what is going on? Well, I don't have a dog. Where are the fleas coming from? Mm-hmm. The whole family of raccoons under there.
Oh, man.
We got them out, the whole family.
Wow.
We got them out. They were gone. A couple years later, my husband was ill with, we thought COVID, so mm-hmm. we put him in the RV in the front, and I bring out food for him, and I leave it on the step, and I turn around because I hear something, and I see the paw of a raccoon grabbing the plate of food from under the RV.
I'll have that.
R.I.P. your husband.
they just love us.
That's crazy. What part of town do you live in?
Woodland Hills.
Woodland Hills. Mm. Wow.
Mm.
That is crazy.
That is bizarre.
And you don't want to mess with those animals.
No.
Animals.
No.
Raccoons are nasty little suckers.
Yeah. Right on.
Full of fleas.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling. Full of fleas.
Yeah. KLOS, hello.
Hey, this is Henry. I was having a call about an animal in the house one
time. Yes, a wild animal. What was it?
So I had a baby possum in my house.
Oh, wow.
How did it get in your house? Do you know? Do you have a dog door or something?
So we have our back door, and sometimes my wife accidentally leaves it open so when she's gardening. So I guess one night a baby possum came in, and it was hiding behind, like, our washer and dryer. And we have two cats in our house, so the cats were the first ones to let us know because he kept growling at the washer. And I was wondering, like, why are they growling? So next thing you know, I get a flashlight and I look, and there's a baby possum hiding behind there.
Oh, my God. How'd you get it out?
I'm good with animals, so I pretty much try to grab it by tail. And then once
what?
Yeah. Yeah, so I grabbed the baby by the tail, and luckily the door was open, so the baby got scared and ran out.
Wow, wow.
Wow, that sounds dumb.
Yeah, that sounds like a bite waiting to happen.
You're super lucky.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the baby was pissed off when he saw me.
Really, no kidding. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS. I guess if your cats are growling at a major appliance, sure, you should pay attention.
That's maybe a heads up that there are wild animals in your house. The word of the hour coming up in just minutes, so keep listening for your chance to win $2,000 today.
Woo!
First, we're taking calls on, you had wild animals in your home?
So I was about 10, and I was living with my mom and my younger sister, my younger brother, and we had a snake come up through, like, the
don't,
heating duct.
Don't say
was, like,
toilet. Eight. Do not say toilet. What'd you say, heating duct?
Yeah, through the floor, like, heating duct, yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
And, yeah, so, like, my mom started freaking out, and, like, she went up the street to this construction site, and she brought, like, one of the construction workers over and, like, made him, like, get the snake out. And, yeah.
I don't know. Now, I'm starting to wonder if mom didn't plan this whole thing. You know, there's this construction workers up the road. I got to plant a snake, so I'll have to go bring one into the house. You know what I'm saying?
Did that construction worker become your stepfather? No?
Yes.
No. Okay. Liar. Right. Right on. Thank you for calling. Thanks.
KLOS, hello?
Well, this is Kermie.
Okay. Hi, Kermie.
Miss Piggy, she won't leave me alone, man.
Okay. Thanks for calling.
That was a very stoned Kermit the Frog. That was about the most stoned I've
ever. He said Kermie, and I didn't even think of Kermit.
Oh, really?
No.
I guess I have Kermie on my mind.
It didn't sound like it.
It ain't easy being green.
Shut up. KLOS, hello.
Are you there?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I came home late one night and laid down on the couch, and there was something inside of it breathing.
Oh, really? You could hear something breathing. Okay.
I didn't pick the couch up to see what it was. I just went to sleep.
What?
You just went ahead and went to sleep?
On the couch?
Yeah. I said that they were sleeping, so I was going to sleep, too.
Maybe go to another room? You just decided, yeah, what the hell, if they want to eat me, that's fine.
No, I had a one-room little place. You know?
Oh, okay.
Well, you just slept on the couch without finding out what was in it?
Yeah. I don't know. It was breathing pretty heavy, too.
Hats off to you, sir. That's
no,
insanity.
Not hats off. That I is insanity.
I know, huh?
Well, we're glad you're alive, sir.
Thank you for calling.
Very odd. Maybe next time, check 818-955-KLOS.
You had wild animals in your house?
Breathing heavily.
We talked earlier about five black bears that were hibernating under a house.
Unbelievable.
Since December. And they just found out. Since December. So we're talking about, you had wild animals in your home?
Yeah, I caught a hawk in the student center when I was in college.
Wow.
Yeah, it was pretty wild. I was sitting on a couch, and I guess there was a fireplace that the heat had knocked it out.
Mm-hmm.
I was studying for a final, and I hear this flap, flap, flap against the window, and I look over, and there's this hawk with its wings spread out. So I grabbed my backpack, emptied it out,
mm-hmm.
walked over, picked it up, proceeded to leave the student center. I had like a dozen people following me.
Wait, you picked it up with what?
In his backpack?
My backpack.
You put it in the backpack?
Put it in the backpack.
Right.
His head was exposed. And,
right.
Held it gently, and I brought it to the end of the student center. It hopped out, looked at me, and then took off.
Just wow. Off. That's pretty cool,
that's
man.
That's insane.
Pretty wild, yeah.
That's very cool. He's never brought you a rat as a thank you?
Just a rabbit.
Seems pretty ungrateful.
Rabbits too. That's pretty cool, man. I like that.
Have a good day, boss.
Thank you. Right on. Never.
Thanks.
Ever. Thanks, man.
And never call us boss.
Right on, man. Thank you.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, guys. You know, I've actually been bitten by a baby possum, and it wasn't that bad.
Oh, really? You enjoyed it?
I wouldn't say I enjoyed it, but I enjoyed sort of taming the possum. I've actually got four baby possums living in my front porch right now.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, I mean, as long as they don't have rabies. I mean, you know, they do get a little funky.
Listen, they all have...
Possums don't get rabies.
Oh, really?
But don't they have other diseases?
From what I understand, they're immune to pretty much everything, but if you smear their poop on you, you can get leprosy.
No, I do that a lot.
Leprosy!
I looked that up. I want to see if that's true.
Leprosy!
Leprosy, possum poop.
Yeah, so... And I actually have a lot of possums too, because I got possums all over my place. And I've actually made friends with them, and I can pet them. And
all right, here's what I found. The incubation period for the bacteria, it lasts from 2 to 5 years before it presents itself. And the average lifespan of a possum is only 2 years, so they probably don't have leprosy. Probably.
But you're saying there could be leprosy.
There could be leprosy.
That's really weird. I don't like leprosy.
Your arms are going to start falling off. And call us back. Just dial with your toes. Just dial with your toes.
Yeah. Exactly.
Thank you. Right on, man. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Leprosy. Wow. Damn.
Hello.
Hi.
I was calling, because we had some bears actually come to into our house.
Into your house. Wow. Where do you live?
In Laverne.
And bears came into your house. How many?
There was two, actually. So we were, my wife and I at the time, we were staying at my in-law's house. And my wife wakes me up in the middle of the night. We stay in the downstairs bedroom. And she says, hey, I think I hear something outside. Sure enough, I look out the window. And I swear to you guys, it was like The Great Outdoors with John Candy. This bear standing at the window, just looking at me, literally like breathing on the glass.
Fantastic.
We turned around and my wife says, hey, I hear something else. So the hallway was right there. Go to the left, open the door to the garage. And next thing you know, bear was in the garage, had gone in there and was walking around my mother-in-law's brand new BMW.
Wow.
Did he then step on the door like on The Great Outdoors and just come inside?
No, it's like he was like Yogi. He just like opened the damn thing and went in.
Wow. They're squatters, man. Bears are squatters.
They really are.
Take over.
Yeah, just don't leave your trash can unattended.
They eat a lot, so you have to be careful of that. So, plus leprosy.
Well, then look out for leprosy as well. And well done not getting eaten. And thanks for calling.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
818-955-KLOS.
You had wild animals in your home. We started this hour talking about five black bears that are hibernating underneath the house since December. And no one knew it.
Lake Tahoe, man.
So that seems bad.
You get quite a bit for your rental dollar up there.
So we're talking about bears, wild animals in your home.
So about fall last year, I take care of my parents, so it's not unlikely that I'm up late after everyone goes to bed, and I do my thing, clean up or whatever. So I'm in the kitchen, and I pull the silverware drawer out, and I see about a 4-inch tail. Mm-hmm. I think it's a tail. It's something that shouldn't be in the silverware drawer. So as I pull it out a tiny bit more, all of a sudden the thing kind of makes the U-turn with its body, and it's looking up at me.
Yes.
So, like, I'm trying to sleep in here, man.
Yeah, I'm hungry. I'm getting a spoon, you know, something. So I shut it, and I boarded up the whole side of the cupboard. I don't like animals. Especially in my house, and I'm by myself.
Of course.
So I think I have it blocked in, and I'm going to just wait until morning. So I'm kind of creeping back to the house a half hour later, and I hear some crumbling of something. And I look down where the possum's supposed to be, and it's on the other side, free, eating our cat food.
That's hilarious.
Oh, thank you for leaving this out. It's very thoughtful of you. You accidentally blocked me in a drawer for a minute, but I got out. Don't worry about it.
Well, the next morning, our cats are up on the couch, and they're kind of roaming the couch or the corner. And I lift up the pillow, and there's the original little possum that ate all the cat food asleep on our couch.
Hilarious.
Sleeping.
Happy as can be.
Oh.
Sleeping.
Well, that's nice.
I hope you didn't interrupt his sleep, because they need sleep.
They
get leprosy.
Yeah. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Yes, I was calling about living with a wild animal.
Yes, well, wild animals came in your house, yes.
I lived with an owl, a barn owl, for about 5 years.
Oh, in the house?
Yep.
And it was wild? It just came in from the wild?
Well, I brought her in the house. She fell from the tree when she was an infant.
Oh, I see.
I had dogs, and I didn't want them to, like, play with her like she was a toy in the backyard.
Sure.
So I brought her in, and I incubated her, got her up to health. Well, she had broken her wing when she fell, so she was never releasable. So she walked around my house for about 5 years until she went to heaven.
That's extremely cool. I would love to have an owl walking around the house.
Did the owl ever deliver mail?
She did not deliver mail.
Okay.
Her name was Hootie.
Of course.
One of the best things that ever happened to me, yep.
I hope you had a couple of fish that were the blowfish, I hope.
We did have a fish tank, but there were no blowfish in it, but we did refer to them as the blowfish.
You missed out then.
Right on. Thanks for calling. I love Hootie.
Take care.
That's very cool.
Yeah, you're welcome.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Kind of a serious story about Scott Weiland's son opening up about comparisons to his father.
Okay.
Scott Weiland, of course, was with the band Stone Temple Pilots.
Wow.
Wow.
How about you're having?
Please. Wow. His son is named Noah, and apparently he's opened up about comparisons to his dad. Noah was a member of the band Suspect 208 alongside Slash's son and Robert Trujillo's son. And he was fired from the group early last year with his bandmates citing his dark path of drug use, making it impossible to continue with him.
Wow.
So he came out in an interview and said, listen, I'm getting help and I'm not going to be my dad. I'm not going to be the just another statistic just like my dad.
Right.
That's not going to happen.
Right.
And that made me think about that's a very heavy topic.
Yeah.
That made me think about a lighter topic, which is you don't want to become your parents. Really ever.
Well, maybe. Maybe if they were pretty cool. I mean, I suppose...
How many people's parents are pretty cool?
Well, your daughters have got to be going, man, just to be like Kevin,
No.
I could forget the name of bands like STP.
No, my kids laugh at me.
Moments with... No. Oh, that's terrible.
No, they don't care.
Let's call them at home right now. I'll upbraid them.
They don't care. The thing is that your parents do stuff and you think...
There's no way I'll ever do that.
I don't want to ever become that person that does that.
And then you find yourself doing exactly what they were doing.
Always.
Yeah, it's weird, isn't
it?
But yeah.
We don't want this to be serious. I know we started on a serious topic, but we don't want this to be serious. It can't be about violence. It can't be about drugs. We want it to be funny.
Right.
Things that your parents did that are funny or weird.
That you've now caught yourself doing. Or you're afraid.
Or you're afraid you will do it, or you've sworn to yourself that you will never do it.
You go way out of your way to stay away from
it. I am not going to ever become fill in the blank.
Yeah. And so
the guy who poops with the door open. You know, whatever it might be.
Suddenly I
don't know
I'm
why that's
Friday.
The example that came to
one of my favorite movies ever.
My mind. But you don't want to become your parents.
Do you have something? Is your dad used to poop with the door open?
No. No, okay. This is not from my life, but I know a lot of people say that.
Yeah.
I don't want to become my parents.
Anything you are avoiding. I can't think offhand. I should have thought of this ahead of time.
My parents were pretty good parents.
Yeah.
And my dad was very goofy like me. And spent most of our lives making fun of him.
Right.
And he didn't care.
Wow.
And that's where I learned to not care about, you know, making fun of myself.
Right.
But there have to be, well, I will tell you one thing.
Yeah.
My dad would never wear a hat, but he would always get sunburned.
Mm.
So he would come to our football games.
Right.
And he would hold a newspaper over his head.
Oh, no. A newspaper.
Yes. All season.
Well, at least you could spot him in the stands really easy. Hey, Dad's here.
What?
Hey, what's going on in the world today, Dad?
I would say,
look up.
Dad, you can buy a hat
right?
just for, you know, a couple bucks. Just buy a hat.
Right.
That would help.
Right.
Nope. Never did. Just used a newspaper to block his head. I don't know why. I really don't. But I do remember thinking... and now, by the way, I look like an idiot in a hat, but...
It's hard to find one that fits your melon.
I'm never going to walk around with a newspaper.
I can't find any hat that fits this giant bonehead of mine.
Same.
Doesn't exist.
So you don't want to become like your parents in a funny or weird way.
Right.
818-955-KLOS. 818-955-KLOS. We are talking about ways that you don't want to become your parents in funny or weird ways. KLOS, hello.
I guess my father's personality.
Oh, really?
Why?
I'm a dick.
So your dad was a nice guy, and you said, I'm going the other way.
Well, he never lied, always told the truth. And
ooh, what's that like?
You didn't like it? You're a dick.
I gotcha.
I'm the oldest of four boys, so yeah, I'm just like him, and... Yeah, it's all good, though.
Yeah, it sounds great. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, thanks, man. Take care, dude.
KLOS, hello.
Yes, hi. I was assuming that you guys not wanting to be with your parents when you're growing up.
In a funny or weird way, something your parents did.
Yeah, my dad was a plumber, so I thought gross, you know, cleaning toilets and stuff like that.
So
and then when I got older, I realized I bought a house, you're so handy. And then it became a pickup line. You know, I deal with a lot of crap, but at the end of the day, I lay down the pipe.
Very nice. Very nice.
Well
Bert
said.
Large and Son. Live on. Thanks for calling, dude. Thank you, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, this is Nate. How you doing?
Good. Thank you, Nate. We're talking about not wanting to become your parents in a funny or weird way.
Yeah, so my dad would be at a store, and he'd find an item and go to pay for it. It didn't have a price tag on it. And you go, well, I guess it's free.
So
every time.
Yeah, I do that now, and I think my son who's sitting right here is just...
Oh, my God. Why are you continuing that bad behavior?
You just can't. It just comes out, right?
Of course you can stop that.
No, nope.
It's crazy.
Yep. No way around it. It's well, genetically wired
it's,
in.
It, but it's not... The joke. But it isn't a funny joke.
Right. Bad jokes are always there.
All right. Well, congratulations.
Right on, man. Thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
You don't want to become your parents in a weird or funny way. We're talking about wanting to not become your parents.
Good luck with that.
KLOS, hello.
So my dad's got like this really bad habit of like whenever he's making food, he never uses a plate. Always just like whatever surface is closest to him. So I've gotten into the habit of just dragging whatever closest flat surface. It could be the top of like a yogurt packet. I'll just use that as a plate instead.
Huh.
And it just stuck with me.
And that's so weird. When was the first time you noticed, like, you know, like your friend's parents didn't do that or anything? How did you notice it was weird?
I was in college, and I would just go over to like buddies' houses, and I would, you know, they'd be like, yeah, help yourself, whatever, right? And so I would just like start whipping stuff up like right on the table, no paper, nothing. And I would just, and just like rest the spoons on like the same way. And they would always be like, what are you doing? And I just like, I'm making myself food. And I'm like, it's easy cleanup, too. I don't have to use a plate.
That is hilarious.
Isn't that weird? That's just weird.
It's so funny.
Yeah, especially when you realize, oh, other humans don't do this. Interesting.
What a surprise.
It's super bad. Yeah, nasty habits. I won't even clean off the surface before I just like slap bread on it.
Oh,
like,
man. You are gross.
I know.
No, that's dad. Do? Dad did it.
Dad didn't know, but she didn't have to keep doing
it. Yes, she does. Okay. Yes, you do.
All right.
And now I can't shake the habit. I've done it for so many years.
Well, all right. Keep being a slob.
818-955-KLOS.
Not becoming your parents.
Good luck with that.
We started talking about not becoming your parents. And a lot of people seem like they're calling in ways that they are becoming
their
parents.
Yeah, that they found, well, it was too much of an uphill
climb.
They
didn't want to.
But here we are.
But here we are. KLOS, hello.
Yeah, well, I thought my dad was really weird eating peanut butter and bologna sandwiches. Yeah, like that's sick. That's gross. well, I tried it, and...
You're on board.
You know, yeah, I'm bored.
My dad always had put peanut butter on pancakes, which usually freaks people out.
Weird.
Yeah, and I do it all the time now.
I bet that tastes good.
I'll try that.
It's delicious, too. Yeah, all right,
let me tell you guys what not to try.
Okay.
My dad used to put water on cereal.
Ew. Really?
All the time.
Why?
I don't know.
He didn't like milk?
What about Kool-Aid?
He was fine.
Yeah, right?
He was fine with milk. I don't know.
Huh.
Put water on his cereal.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you didn't pick up that habit.
I would
not be able to do a radio show with you.
That's correct.
Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hey.
We're talking about not becoming your parents?
My dad is a very funny guy, but sometimes he'll make a joke at the wrong person's expense.
Sure.
Namely, my mom.
Oh, right. No.
So you've avoided doing that to your significant others.
At least what I can say is that he only does it at home.
Oh, well, that's pretty good.
No, it isn't.
No, only at home as opposed to out in public.
Well, yeah,
I've
sure.
seen that firsthand. It's terrible.
Of course, but making fun of...
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, not cool.
It's
yeah.
not cool
yeah,
anywhere, yeah, yeah. but okay.
At home, a man is a king, no?
No.
Or maybe a queen. You know, you never know.
That's true. That's very true.
Thanks for calling, man.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Time for What We Learn, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. We talked about collecting movie memorabilia, and a guy called in about the motorcycle from The Terminator, but said he would drive it in traffic in Los Angeles.
If he were able to get his hands on it, he'd go ahead and he said take it down to the L.A. River where they filmed the movie.
Wow.
And drive there.
Talked about a house near Lake Tahoe where five bears were hibernating underneath the house since early December. And then we took a call from a woman who saved a baby owl that fell from a tree and raised it to one day deliver mail to Harry Potter.
That's not exactly how I remember the story, but I like
story.
It. I like that version, yeah.
Talked about not becoming your parents. One guy called with peanut butter and bologna sandwiches, which sounds okay.
Yeah, his dad used to eat it. Now he says he's on board.
Sluggo's dad at peanut butter and pancakes.
Yes.
Which sounds okay.
Yeah.
And my dad ate his cereal with water.
Nope.
Not so good.
All right, I'm off to have some pancakes and peanut butter and bologna.
Enjoy that. See you tomorrow.
Thank
Peace
you.
Out.
Okay, bye. Kevin, look out. Don't be stepped on by this beastly bastard.
Castosaurus
Rex? Oh, I don't either, really. Oh. I hear it, I guess.
All right, the word for this hour is waves.
What's that now?
Waves.
Like out in the ocean?
W-A-V-E-S. Gotcha. Waves. You text that to 68683. That's waves to 68683 for your shot to win $2,000 cash today.
Standard data messaging rates apply, and you got more shots to win. Like, you know, 20 minutes after the hour until about 10 o'clock tonight. Good luck.
Screaming. Speaking of wild animals.
I know, that's terrifying. Well, let's pretend it's terrifying. Okay. I'm terrified.
It's Castosaurus Rex.
Oh, there he is.
Oh, baby. Dun, dun,
dun. This hour's word is spring.
Oh.
S-P-R-I-N-G, spring. Text that to 68683. That's spring to 68683 for your shot to win $2,000 today.
Standard data messaging rates apply. You got more chances to win about 20 minutes after every hour. We'll give you the next text word. Good luck.
Hey, that's that thing.
Oh, it is that thing, isn't it?
That's that animal that comes through and offers
dropping
money.
Cash, yeah. Oh, there he is. He's
Castosaurus Rex.
Oh, I'm very upset. I'm going to bite everybody.
The word to text for this hour is clippers.
Excuse me?
Clippers.
What?
If you're not familiar, they are a basketball team in Southern California.
I'm going to think of as the toenail clippers. That's
clippers to 68683. That is clippers to 68683. For your shot to win $2,000 today.
Standard data messaging rates apply. You got more shots to win, and we'll give you the words about 20 minutes after every hour until 10 o'clock tonight on KLO. What is that smell? Oh, it's Castosaurus Rex. We need to wash this dinosaur, dude.
Someone needs to. Not us.
Give it a bath.
This is the word for this hour to text.
Bath?
He means business. it's Dodgers.
Ah.
Dodgers. Text that to 68683. That's Dodgers to 68683 for your shot to win $2,000 today.
Standard data messaging rates apply. You got more shots to win about 20 minutes after every hour until 10 o'clock tonight. Good luck! U2's Joshua Tree album sat down in the number one spot on the U.S. album charts on this day in rock in 1987. Stayed there for 9 weeks. Finally pushed aside by Whitney Houston. The Eagles were gearing up for their Hell Freezes Over tour on this day in rock in 1994 by playing the first of two identical shows at the Warner Brothers Studios here in Burbank for MTV Unplugged. Paul Simon performed the song Mrs. Robinson on this day in rock in 1999 at Yankee Stadium on Joe DiMaggio Day, which of course includes the line, "Where have you gone, Joe DiMaggio?"